You are listening to benstorah.com.
We started speaking here between Mincha Ma'ariv and Sunday that we know that we have on the fifth week of Sfiras HaOmer, we have two major events going on. That's one of them is brought down the Torah, and one is coming from later sources. The one brought down the Torah is Pesach Sheni, and the second one is Lag BaOmer, and they both fall in the same week. And it's, you know, we know that in Yiddishkeit we don't have things that happen by coincidence. There needs to be some connection between Pesach Sheni and Sfiras HaOmer and Lag BaOmer. What's the connection between Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer? Why do they both fall in the same week? They both fall on the fifth week of the Omer. We know that the Lag BaOmer has a din of a moed to some extent. We don't say Tachron, Lag BaOmer. And there's different Ramazim. One of the Rav Yitzchak Hudner used to mention what he heard from the Rav Yitzchak Leiner, the Radzina Rav, that if you take the pasuk of the Tahara of Azav, it says Chiyitar Azav Mizoyvoy, when the Zav becomes tar, there's a few pasukim saying what happens, how Azav gets tar. It's exactly 49 words. So it's brought down in Chazal that these 49 words are connected 49 days of Sfiras HaOmer, that we are mitaher from the Tumah of Mitzrayim to get to the Torah. So Yitzchak mentioned, if you look at the 33rd word of that pasuk, is the word moyed. It has to come, v'yavol el oil moyed. So the 33rd word is moyed. So Lag BaOmer sees a moyed. How is Lag BaOmer a moyed? What makes Lag BaOmer a moyed? We even find that, we mentioned on the Sunday in Halacha Shir, that the poiskim, when they were bringing the Chazal Sefer has in Tshuva, that here is a saminug that some people in Sfas, they go to the Kever of Meron to make a whole thing in Shem Bar Yochai. He said, where do we find such a thing? Shem Bar Yochai, if it was the day of his Ptira, so it's Avelus. We know that when a person is Nifta, it's Avelus. Where comes this minug? So why really, what is the source to have anything in Lag BaOmer? What's special about Lag BaOmer that we have such an event, such a special thing going in Lag BaOmer? So, to understand these basic two things, the Pesach Sheni, like BaOmer, the connection between them, we'll start with understanding this week of the Sfira. Now we know that the 7 weeks of the Sfira, we say it in the Siddur, every night after, are connected to 7 midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The midas that are brought down in the Pasuk of, that we say every morning. Cha Hashem HaGdulo, VeHagvura, VeHatiferes, VeHanetzach, VeHoi, Kechov HaShavot, is a Sermah, there's the 7 midas brought down. Obviously, in the Sefer Mekubalim, each one is a midah that Kadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself. Now, we know that the midah of the first midas make a lot, we could understand them. Chesed means Kadosh Baruch Hu does chesed. Gevura means what? Kadosh Baruch Hu restrains himself. He's midas adin, he's punishing, we know. Tiferes is equivalent to rachamim, where you have a combination of chesed and din, there's rachmanus, and so on and so forth. Many of the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu you can understand, we can relate to it. We have the midah of Netzach and Hoyt. What is Netzach and what is Hoyt? What is the fourth and fifth midah? What is it? So it's brought down, and Rosh Shapiro always mentions in his shir, that Netzach and Hoyt refer to two midahs of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu conquers the enemy, or the other side. Netzach means Loshon Nitzochen, right? A winning.
Lenatzeach.
Hoid means Loshon Hoida. What does that mean? There's two ways how to overcome a challenge by an opponent. One is to beat him up, to win. There's a war. The stronger one wins and conquers the weaker one. And that's the way to transform into basically conquer an area who's rebelling against a king, right? Netzeach. That's one way. But then there's another way, which in a sense is like a deeper way, is you want to convert the challengers to agree with you. Hoid is Lashon Hoida. It's not only that you're going and you're misgaber and you're overcoming a challenge, but you're creating the challenge to be a, you know, the opposite. Actually, the challenger becomes a supporter. In a sense, if you want to bring it to our Avoida, It says that we have two ways to be Nisgaber in the Yetzer Hara. There's one way is you have to overcome the Yetzer Hara. There's another way is to turn around the Yetzer Hara and make the Yetzer Hara work for
you.
Yeah, you make your Yetzer Hara tov. As we say, B'chol Levavcha, when we say you have the Shema Yisrael, B'chol Levavcha, B'shnei Yetzerecha. The Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Hara.
Does Hod include Netzach then? Is it greater or is it really disparate?
Really two separate things, but they, obviously they're, you know, there
needs to be exchange, alternate.
Yeah, the alternate, there's exchange between them. And in general, the basic idea is they're two separate things, two ways.
And Yesod combines them, such as just the Tiferes?
Yes, in a sense. But that's like a different shoe as how that's right.
Focus on Netzach?
Truly, I want to focus more on Hoyt, but just to bring the extent on Netzach. Now, that's the basic idea of the Netzach is Yisgabrus, you overcome a challenge, Hoyt is Oito. It's very interesting. The Goyen, very famous Goyen, the end of Savar Tzinusa, he says something that in first look, it looks like it doesn't fit a word, which you said right now. He says, you know what Netzach is the source of? What is Hoy the source of? We know the Gemara tells us that there are tzaddikim that are suffering. Tzaddik ve'ra'aloi. And there are rishayim that are enjoying the world. So it's tzaddik ve'ra'aloi and rosh ve'toivloi. Tzadik v'ra'aloi comes from Netzach, Rosh v'toivloi comes from Hoyt. And the way he puts it in is, when you see a tzadik who's suffering, it looks bad. But really it's good, because why is the tzadik suffering? Because Baruch Hu wants him to pay for every wrong thing they did in this world.
Menachem,
stop on this. Wants to go to the next world to feel 100% clean. The Rosh is the opposite. Because Baruch Hu wants to go ahead and pay him off all his good deeds in this world, so when he gets to the world to come, he's going to be completely... You're not going to have any chelik in Olam Haba. Speaking of, obviously, a Rosh HaGomer. So the chesed that looks like din, meaning a good deed that really is, seems to be bad, that's what the Akash Baruch is punishing a tzaddik. It looks terrible, but really it's good. That's Netzach. A deed that seems to be great, the Rosh is enjoying, but it's really bad. It's really for the Rosh to suffer. That's called hoyt. That's what the Gaon says. How do you connect this to what we just said right now? Ramesh Shapiro always brings. Netzach Nitzachon, Hoyt is Hoyda. Where do you put that together? So the answer is simple. Netzach, you can understand right away. Netzach is Loshon Nitzachon. So what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has to win and conquer the bad of the Tzaddik. So the Tzaddik, we're speaking of Tzaddik Viralas, the Gemara says, Tzaddik, we're speaking of Tzaddik who's a 95% Tzaddik. But there's 5%, they are still not fully done. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel has to win that part. Get rid of that so you can be 100% tzaddik. So that fits with the Nitzachon idea of conquering. But how does Hoyt fit? So this I heard from Ramesh Shapiro this year. He said on last Thursday night, I wrote it down. And really it's a very simple thing. He brought down Sefer Chassidus already. What do you mean that a Rasha enjoys his reward in this world? Right again, why is a Rasha having such a good time in this world? Because Bog wants to give him right now the payment for everything that he did.
That was right.
That was right. So when he gets to the world to come, he's going to be kula ra and can be punished. We know. Schar mitzvah behayal maleka. You can't pay a reward for a mitzvah in this world. That's why the Gemara says, according to the Shita, there's no such thing as having any reward for a mitzvah in this world. We can't have it. Mandarma, the whole Tzchar Mitzvah, the Gemara says, the Kiddushin here, there's no such thing as Olam Hazeh, anything in Olam Hazeh you could get, because this world doesn't have the capacity to hold a reward for a mitzvah. Furthermore, there's brought down Tzfarim that even 1 second Olam Haba is it's better and greater than all the years of this world combined. Of all human beings that live here together, enjoying every second of that moment. It's like incomparable. So how can you pay a rush on this world? That's not fair. How can you do such a thing? Why is he getting paid? So it's like this. A rush, obviously speaking about a rush or gomor, someone who's mamish rebelling against a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he's basically saying, either he doesn't believe in Olam Haba, or maybe there is Olam Haba, but he feels Olam Hazeh is much greater, much bigger. So meaning what a rush is saying is that I hold Olam Haba doesn't exist. I hold Olam Haba is not rewarding. That's what I hold. If he would believe in Olam Haba, he couldn't be a Rosh HaGomer. He couldn't be so rebelling against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he himself saying, I don't hold of Olam Haba. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I agree with you. I'm moide to you. I'm agreeing to your shita. Le shitascha, in your mahalach, the way you think, 100%, there's nothing about. So you look at their world in this world. You're creating your own world. This is what Baran Sifi Chassid says. Every person is creating his own world. What a person believes, what a person creates, everything we do is our world. We're creating it. The Nefesh HaChayim speaks, what about you have a schar of a mitzvah? There's another mishnah. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah.
Right.
Meaning the mitzvah itself is the reward. Mm-hmm. It's not like you make a mitzvah and then you go there and they pay you for that as a salary.
Right.
You're enjoying what you created. People are creating worlds. When a Russia goes and creates a disbelief in Olam Haba, so in his world, there's no Olam Haba. So he gets reward for that. So that's exactly Hoyt. Hoyt is Lashon Hoydah. So we're speaking, we're starting with the Hoydah, that the ultimate Hoydah is the other side agrees with you. But there's Hoydah also from the other direction, that Kadosh Baruch Hu agrees with the Adam. And that is where we want to get to. That the Oymek, the depth of the Hoyt is, that the Hoyt is that Kadosh Baruch Hu, it goes both ways. Kadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for Adam to agree to him, but there's a Hoyt that Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing himself. And the dogma that we have of the Goyen is, he's minded to the Russia in his world he created. I agree with you. This world is a world that doesn't exist according to you. So you're going to get a word in this world. That's Hoyt. Obviously, if Hoyt can work in a bad way, that way, it could work in a positive way. What is a Hoyt in a positive way? That Kadosh Baruch Hu tells a person, I agree with you. I agree with you. Where do we find such a thing? That's the, right? For good and for bad. But it's brought down that the ultimate source to such a thing is what's brought down in Chana. Chana was the mother of Shmuel. The Gemara in Bracha says that Chani tichad dvorim klapi mala. Chana went to Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, "Mikol tzivei tzvai shebar lamecha, from all the armies that you have, can you give me one child?" She had a taina, and we know the Chana with her child Shmuel. She wasn't planning to have a child because she wanted to just go around and show the baby to the neighbors. She wanted to have a child because it says she wanted to give him a nozer to Kadosh Baruch Hu his whole life. That's right. What she did. She grew up 2 years and brought the Beis Hamikdash. She didn't see the child after 2 years. She wanted a child to be a real Oved Hashem. That's what she wanted. So Chana tells Kadosh Baruch Hu, I am created something L'shivcha Gadol. I demand you to give me a child. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay. It's brought down. This is the source. This is where we see the Midah of Hoyt. And in a more deeper way, and just to put it in one sentence, the Gemara says over there, the Gemara in Bracha says, the first one in the world who gave the name Tzvakos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of his names, is Tzvakos, is Chana. That was the first person in the world who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzvakos, and that's why it says, we call Tzivei Tzvah, Shal Hazav HaMachav, and whatever you did in this world, you Kasha Beinechol, that she said Tzivei Tzvah. That's the word Tzvakos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every midah and midah that Kadosh Baruch Hu has a special name. We know, many of them we know. We know that usually Yudke Vavke, the name Yudke Shevim, is a more rachamim. And the Loikim is the name that belongs to Din, right? What is the name that belongs to Hoyt? Is Eloikim Tzvakos.
That's two names.
Because Hashem Tzvakos, look, Tzvakos, this name that Chana created, is associated with Hoyt. She brought to the world the idea, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I agree with you. That's what she brought to the world. I agree with you. I'm moedit to you. And this is the connection between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and a human being. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs us to be moedit to him. That's the hoyd saying over here. I want you to join my forces, and sometimes I join your forces. We're doing it together. Chana was the beginning of Nevi'im in the world. Chana was the source, was her son, was Shmuel and Navi. I mean, obviously there was Nevi'im before, Moshe Rabbeinu, but the tkufa of Nevi'im starts with Shmuel. And Shmuel was the Navi. Navi means that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I need a human being to come out and announce the name of what Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying. It goes through, it's a combination of Kadosh Baruch Hu and Adam. That's what Hoyt is all about, a combination of both sides. That's about Hoyt. Where was the first time that we had Hoyt in the Torah? Where do we see such a thing? Hoyt is moide to your taina. So the answer is that's in Pesach Sheni. What happened in Pesach Sheni? Are you a Najri to me in the Nefesh Adam? There's these people that were wanted to go, they were talking, they weren't able to do Pesach. The Mefarsh already asked, these people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, it's not fair, we're not able to do Pesach. So what do you want? I mean, there's rules when you can do Pesach. What can you do? A person overslept and he misses on Kriyashva. He wakes up in the morning, I have to do Kriyashva. You can't, you lost it. So what is the, what is these people coming and saying? Lama nigora, why should we miss a Pesach Sheni? So he wrote down the lama nigora of the, these people was not that like a real logical claim. You know, we deserve it. It was more of a scream. How can we miss out on mitzvah Pesach? One of the only two mitzvahs that you have a chorus. Mitzvah Esek. You have Lavim, you have several mitzvahs Lavim with chorus. Only two mitzvahs Esek with chorus. Pesach and Mila. So how can we not be in Pesach? They were screaming at Gishbog like Chana was screaming many, many generations later, I need a son to serve you. I want to serve you. I want to be part of Pesach. Gishbog was Moide. Gishbog said, I agree with you. They will get a Pesach. They will get a Pesach. So an interesting aura I saw, I was thinking about last year, that the Gemara brings that there's some, Kishboku, you know, some parshas, Ruhir Sayul Yikos Al Dei Moshe, but it was written by somebody else, Ilu Kuz Migal Gilim Schus Al Dei Zakai, because, or the opposite. So Tzlofchot, not Tzlofchot, for example, why Moshe did not say it, Migal Gilim Schus Al Dei Zakai. Pesach Sheini doesn't say that. The Medrash does bring it. But the Gemara doesn't. Why does the Gemara doesn't say the same thing?
The Gemara.
The Gemara. Where's the? I forgot. The Gemara in Moed
somewhere.
Yeah, but the Gemara says the Bnei Tzlofchod. Maybe it's Gemara. I forgot. But the Gemara says the Bnei Tzlofchod. Begal Yisrael Dizaka. That's what's now written in the Torah. But Shein Kepesach Sheni. The Gemara doesn't mention anything. But according to this, the idea is Pesach Sheni needs to come from you. It can't come from Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Pesach Sheni is that they demanded something. Shmuel said, "Okay, I'll give you." If you don't, if there's no demand, there'll be no giving.
Right.
That's the giloy of the midah of hoyt. The midah of hoyt is so essential because really the midah of hoyt is the source and the beginning of Torah Shabbat Peh. What is the Torah Shabbat Peh? Torah Shabbat Peh is that you have something that we human beings are creating in the world, and because we're creating it. Kishbog is saying, I agree with you. As the Gemara in Gittin says in the beginning, Gemara says that there was machlekes between Tanoim, Eliyahu Navi goes and asks Kishbog, someone meets Eliyahu Navi, what is Kishbog doing? Kishbog is saying, oh, this son is saying this, son is saying that. Halal Kedivri meet, Eliyahu Kedivri Kedivri. What do you mean? Kishbog is saying what he said, the name of a human being? That's what Hoyd is all about. Hoyd is Kivyoch Kishbog is a relationship between Kishbog and Adam. Kishbog wants the Adam to be Moide Kishbog, Kishbog is Moide to Adam as well. We have here that relationship that Kishbog created this place in the world where there's a hoy, there's a moide. Oh, good svara. A human being can say svara and learn it. Kishbog says, very good, I like it. That is the midah of hoyd of that we have a gilui in.
How does that fit in with Kiddush HaChodesh Al-Yidei? Kiddush HaChodesh is Al-Yidei.
Beis Din. Kishbog get credit Beis Din, right. So.
Atem afilu shovim, atem afilu mezidim.
Right.
Right. But it shows that what?
For sure. Kiddush HaChodesh connects to it as a separate thing.
Right.
But Kiddush HaChodesh is warming Kaddish, but Kaddish is the Levana.
Right.
The Levana always resembles always. The Levana is the is Hatem Ati Shatem Him and Sidim is Chadish Kamoisha. Am Yisrael is like a Levana.
Right.
That's the sword, the receiver. That's us.
Right.
It's the same idea.
Right.
It's the Levana, the which we're Mekadish, or we're doing, needs to come from us.
Right.
So, and right, Tereshu HaPek connects to Levana. There's many things, many associations between Kiddush HaChodesh and Levana to what we're talking about right now. So comes out Torah Shabbat Peh is comes from Hoyd as well. That's the Hoyd is a basic condition for Torah Shabbat to be in the world. In order for Torah Shabbat to be a real Torah of a human being, that's what Hoyd is all about. So when we're getting to the week of Hoyd, we start with Pesach Sheni, which is the first time the person demands something, because we'll agree to him. That's the first day. And we are Isaac over here in a week, which is a week which is preparing us to Torah, because that's the source of Torah Shabbat Peh. And here we're getting to what I mentioned every year. I try to mention like Boimer, when Moshe Shapiro says always, to explain what Rabbi Akiva created over here. We know the Gemara tells us in Yevamos, the Gemara says that the Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. And they all died from Pesach and Atzeres, Kilonagu, Kovrit, Zebazeh.
Right.
That's what the Gemara says. We have another terrible tragedy that happened with Rabbi Akiva. It says in the Rambam, brings it, really it's a source written in the Gemara in the Midrashim, that the Rambam says that the Rabbi Akiva believed the Bar Kochva was Mashiach. The Losh of the Rambam is, Dimu hu, the Chol Chachmei Doiroi, Shu Mashiach. Him and all the Chachom in the generation, all G'day Le'ador, they all agreed, the Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Bar Kochva was Mashiach. when you have all the Adol agreeing to that, it's not a, you know, fluke. It's not like a mistake. That means he really had the potential to be Mashiach. So, and what happened? The Rambam himself says, "At sheneirig ba'avoinus," he was killed because of theirs. So there's two great things that are happening in the days of Rabbi Akiva, and then this terrible tragedy. He had 24,000 Talmidim that all died, and you have the Bar Kochus who's supposed to be Mashiach, and he's gone. Says Ramesh Shapira, it's not a coincidence. These are two associated with each other. How they're associated with each other? We know that the Medrash tells us, "Kol Toyer Shodom Leboyel Mazeh, Hevel Hu Klapitur Shel Mashiach." The main Torah that we have in Olam Hazeh, the main Torah that we're going to have is Mashiach comes. That he's going to really teach us the real Emes Dik Torah. So what do we have today? Hevel Hu Klapitur Shel Mashiach. It's nothing Klapitur Shel Mashiach. That's Pashtus. Tzodek HaKoyen says, yeah, it's a little cringe over here. Hevel, what is Hevel? Hevel means Hevel Hevel, and Mark Gellis is called Hevel. But Hevel has another thing. Hevel is, Hevel PM. What's Hevel? Hevel is steam. That's right. When you have a cholent, and you have steam coming out of the cholent, that's what's a Hevel PM. You have something coming out. Says Reb Tzodek, Hevel, if Klabitosh Mashiach means, it's, compared to Mashiach, it's like only like the steam of the cholent, but it comes from the cholent. The steam of the cholent can't be cured on its own. The steam, when you have a cholent on the pot, so then you have steam coming out that smells like the cholent, and you can even a little taste it a little bit. It's not yet the cholent itself, but it's something from it. All Teresh Odom Lomazeh, all the Chidush Torah that we have, all comes from Teresh Mashiach. It's nothing compared to Mashiach, but it's coming from there. The Koyach, the Mashiach, the coming Mechadish, all the Chidushim, all the Teresh Ha'apen, everything that we have, it all comes from that Torah. Hevel Hu Klapei Teresh Mashiach. The Medrash somewhere else says, the Loshan is that every Kol HaTeresh HaKashbuch is going to be Megale. Rabbi Akiva had that koyach to connect to the Torah of Mashiach. He had that power. He was Dorish Kisrei Seers. He taught Torah that nobody, it fits very well with what the Gemara says, the Moshe Rabbeinu came to hear the Torah and he couldn't understand it. Rabbi right. Akiva is a Torah which is
synthesis of the Mashiach. Moshe Rabbeinu
is he's a Torah Shebechtav. Rabbi Akiva is going to be Torah Shebaalpeh, as Kayadua. He's coming from Torah Shel Mashiach. That's where Rabbi Akiva is coming from. So comes Rabbi Akiva has that source over there. Rabbi Akiva has 24,000 talmidim. We know the Gemara says, that in a shechina shayra, the ultimate ashras shechina. We know that as many ashras shechina. One learned Torah has a shechina. Shloisha shayashu, shnaim, right? You have a sorrow. What's the ultimate ashras shechina? In a shechina shayra, ella, b'shtei revavos, b'shtei alofim yisrael. 22,000. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000. So Rabbi Akiva had the ultimate. A group of people can have Mashiach, can have Ashras Hashchina. And he's teaching Torah, which is the ultimate Torah of Mashiach. So now this is the time when Mashiach could have come. Rabbi Akiva was preparing the world. He had 24,000 men. You're ready to get the new Torah of Mashiach. That's what they're preparing. The world is ready. There is a person who can be the Bar Kochva, who is the Be'ach HaMashiach. And here we're going. The 24,000 Talmid, they learned to go cover Tzabazeh. In their level, they didn't do it right. So they all died. They all died. There's no opportunity to get Mashiach. Bar Kochva dies always so bavoinus. It's not a coincidence. It's one big thing. That opportunity that wasn't that generation was lost. Rabbi Akiva was the Megale, but that was lost.
Just very hard to imagine.
Yeah.
You have 24,000 Talmidim that are sitting and learning and doing this. They are Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. All of them are Shalana.
So according to this, it makes even more sense. Because about this, in their level, in our level, you go to Bespash, there were no good covers of Bezeh. We're speaking about a level to create Mashiach. The question was, were there got to the right preparation that they can really be prepared to get Mashiach? Rabbi Akiva thought, yes, they weren't ready to that. They were a little, you know, it wasn't dakidakos, obviously. Because, you know, we're speaking about in a cover that needs to be done for Mashiach to come. And that's a loss.
The question stands, it should have been something like Chizkiyahu HaNavi, where if he had said Shira, he would have brought Mashiach. But if not, okay, it was a lost opportunity. But what's your name?
Neil
is saying that you're talking about 24,000 people who died.
Right.
You're not talking about a lost opportunity. You're talking about their Aveira was so bad they died.
Listen, they are strong. Of course, to understand what exactly they did so wrong is very. I mean, we can't really, you know, grasp.
I had a professor Agus at YU, Jewish history, who claimed that Tamidia and Rabbi Akiva were all killed during the Bar Kochva.
Maybe it says
during that time because they're the followers of Bar Kochva. and Mela, they were just wiped out when Bar Kokhba got wiped out.
Maybe. It actually fits well right. with this theory. Maybe. Right. Maybe. It could be. The way it happened, see, that's what always they say, the Goy and the Maharal always pick. The Gemara is not giving us history stories and details about how these things. The Gemara is giving us the conception behind it. It's possible. It says Kulo Meso. How did they die? It doesn't say. It doesn't matter how they died. It could be the was it a plague? Was it a sickness?
It could have been a battle.
It could have been. I'm sure there was a very logical explanation why it happened.
Yeah.
Because usually the world it was a world it works in a natural way.
Right.
So that this happened, that happened. But Gemara tells you the reason why it happened is because of Shlomo Kol Meso. That was the reason. Okay. Now, but the Gemara goes on and says. The world was empty. Until Rabbi Kiva came to the five Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva. There's different gersos. I think, well, what's the Rabbi Kiva? The gersos that I want to use today is the gersos they brought down Tosfos somewhere else in Chas. It says, Rameir, Verbudo, Verbioisi, Verbnachman, Rameir, Verbudo, Verbioisi, Verbnachman, and I'm missing one. Okay, so he said, and Shimon, obviously. The whole one. So the five to me are Akiva. They are the ones. So meaning the Torah Shel Peh was supposed to be revealed, which almost lost everything. We have something left. Now that small something that's left, that's all the Torah Shel Peh we have, because we know Stam Mishnah is a Buda. And Stam Beis is a Budo, and Stam all the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, all the stomachs of them, all the Torah Shel Peh, everything that we have is based on the stomach, because the Mishnah wrote Rameir, and then we have all the Gemara based on the Mishnah, and the Midrash, the Tosefta wrote Rabbi Yehuda, and then we have on that all the Midrash Halacha, and everything is based on this form. And Shimon Avi Chai, we have the Zohar, which is all the source of Kabbalah. Everything comes from these Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, so that gave us the opening to the Torah Shel Peh that we have. So according to that, it comes like this. When we are doing the week of Sefer HaSoyim, or the week of Hoyt, the week of Hoyt is the source of the Kadosh Baruch Hu Moed to us, the source of Torah Shel Baal Peh. The reason why Lag BaOmer is a Moed is not because Lag BaOmer, you know, we created a new Moed. Lag BaOmer is a Moed because we're now getting ready for Matan Torah. As the Ramban says in last week's parasha, the whole Sefer HaSoyim is really a big Chol HaMoed. Really big morning in Torah, but we lost that opportunity with the Avelus to Tamir Rekiva. Tamir Rekiva all died, and we lost that opportunity to really have the Moyed of Torah Shel Baal Peh. But when we're getting to this day, we're reestablishing the Moyed of Torah Shel Baal Peh. We're reestablishing it. Why Lag BaOmer is reestablishing it? So here's where you get to all the different things. What happened Lag BaOmer? Is it the day that Shurichai was Nifter, as you know, as Mekubal and Am Yisrael, or it's brought down as the Chidos, as the Chasefer, that they had? That was the day that was Nismach, when it says that Rekiva went to the five Talmidim, he created these five Talmidim that day, or it was the day that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai went and revealed the highest level of Torah of the Zohar. One of the idea is that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai presents to the Talmidim of Rekiva. Why did Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Reb Shimon Bar Yochai told his children, "Shanu mi doisei, shabi doisei, trumois, mitumois, 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 Rekiva. I am the essence of Rekiva. If you want to take all to me, Rekiva, who is the most, you know, who's the number one, Kivyachol Tamid? That's Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who reveals the Torah. Obviously, it's when we look at it today, he revealed all Torah, Sassorit, all the Kabbalah, all the Torah that really belongs to Hashem Mashiach, and then was revealed fashion. So Rekiva, the source of Torah Shel Peh, did it through his five Talmidim. And the five Talmidim are the ones who are returning the Hoyt, hurting the Oidor, returning the Torah Shel Baal Peh. So we have a week of Sefer HaSoyimer, week of Hoyt, starts with Pesach Sheni, which is the source of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Moedet we out of, and it gets to the peak in Hoyt Shebaid, Lag BaOmer, where there we had a tikkun to the Hoyt Kadosh Baruch Hu's Moedet, we have a Torah Shel Baal Peh that we have today. And we'll end with one last beautiful Hoyt.
But what's interesting, again, is you're going down the Madrega, you have 24,000.
Of course, we want to reveal it, but
and then we're coming to five.
Right, but these five are what gives us this connection, so we weren't able to get the Mashiach. If we beat 24,000, we get the Mashiach. We don't. We have all the goals, all the exile that we have.
Right.
But our connection to the Mashiach, as Tzadik says,
Hevel
Klal Mashiach is the fire of the Tamei. That's what we have left. At least we have like a little rope to hold on to.
Right.
That's why, like, we're having such a special day, because that's where we go and celebrate. The idea that we have what to connect to Hashem Mashiach, and hopefully through that we'll get to Hashem Mashiach. And we'll end with last.
You put on your tape.
Hmm? Yeah. It's being that the according to Avorit, Reb Nachum Mendel Mishiklov says it. It really connects to all what you said. Mishiklov, which is the Talmud of the Goyen. He said the name of the Goyen. It says, we know that the Torah Shabbat Peh, we have different places of Torah Shabbat Peh. One of the things that connects Torah Shabbat Peh, or resembles Torah Shabbat Peh, is the Bear of Miriam. Bear of Shemiriam, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. I mean, you have the money, you have the neck of it, Bear of Shemiriam. It says in Bear of Shemiriam, the Bear of Shemiriam, what happened to Bear of Shemiriam? So it's brought down Shiras HaBear, that we have in the, it says the bear went, and it was, the way Rashi explains, was buried in the Kinneres, in the Kinneres in Eretz Yisrael. Finish kafal prey and Yishimun, and you could see it from the Yishimun. Rashi says, "What's a Yishimun? How oymed al Yishimun? Someone stands in the Yishimun can see the bear Shemiram." It's brought down the Shivcha Ari that Rav Chaim Vital, the biggest Talmud of the Arizal, wasn't able to understand the Torah of the Ari, so he took him to the Kinneret and gave him water from the bear Shemiram. And he opened the chok. That's what it says in the separate book. Okay.
What's the
Shimon? Oh, Rashi says, oh, Imid Yishimon. Say, he's telling a place, some place called Yishimon. You can see it. Okay, what does it mean, Yishimon? Says Menachem Endel Mishiklo, the name of the Goyen. Yishimon is Rosh Tevois, Yaisi, Shimon, Yehuda, Meir, Nachman. Yishimon is the five Talmidei Rav Akiva. In order for us to connect to the Torah Shel Peh, we need the five Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Ha'oymed alei Yishimon can see the Be'er Shlomim and can see the Torah Shel Peh. In other words, the idea behind it, according to the Poshup Shad, is this place called Yishimon. But the oymed behind it is our connection. Our Madrega. In order for us, our way to connect Torah Shel Peh, so Yishimon to the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and that's the celebration, says Rav Meir Shapira and Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is the day that we go in and we celebrate Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. We celebrate the idea that we have the connection to Yishuv HaPeh, and through that we can continue on, go to Matan Torah of this year, and Be'ez Hashem to the ultimate Matan Torah of Yom HaSem Mashiach.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.